Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3424. We talked yesterday about the Life Day section of The Secrets of the Wookiees book, and now we're just going to talk about the rest of the book and do a quick review. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the nice folks at Inside Editions were kind enough to send me a copy of The Secrets of the Wookiees, which is actually a really fun book and covers a lot of ground, and it's also done in kind of a surprising way, basically. I have not read any of the other Secrets of books in the series. This is the first one, so I don't know if this is actually a conceit that's carried across all of them or what, but it's an in-universe book where basically the premise is that you are in a random spaceport and you've encountered C-3PO and you are fascinated by Wookiees because Chewbacca is right there, and so C-3PO says, hey, you seem more interested in checking out what goes on with Chewbacca and what Wookiees are about, so I'll tell you all about Wookiees. And what's more is Chewbacca can tell you all about Wookiees and I'll translate for him. And I also know a bunch of stuff about Wookiees, so I'm going to supplement what he says to you, which is a very 3PO thing to do. And I'll say Mark Sumerak, who wrote this, has 3PO's voice and manner down pat. Like, it's really fun that way. So that's our framing device, basically, and we can actually put a time on it because 3PO says that he has recently undergone a complete redacted memory bypass. That's the thing that happens to him in The Rise of Skywalker, so this book basically takes place after The Rise of Skywalker, the encounter that you have with 3PO and Chewbacca. As far as what they cover in stuff about the Wookiees, so there's a history thing, but the history is pretty much within the bounds of the movies. So, you know, starting from The Phantom Menace onward, basically, although there is reference to the High Republic when they talk about Wookiee Jedi, because there have been a couple of Wookiee Jedi in the High Republic. And then there's stuff about their culture, about biology and combat and predators and weapons and vehicles that they use. There's a spread about Chewbacca himself, which is also pretty cool because then 3PO has these audio logs. Basically, they are testimonials for Chewbacca that have been provided by Han Solo and Princess Leia and Lando and Rey. So yeah, they're all across the eras. They're in prequel and original and sequel era, but they're also touching on stories in other media. And I'm sure I didn't necessarily catch everything, but there is a reference to Jedi Fallen Order in there. There's a reference to one of the Aftermath novels by Chuck Wendig. There's High Republic stuff, there's stuff from the Clone Wars animated series, stuff from the Rebels animated series. There's even a mention of something related to Star Wars Hunters, the video game that we've been waiting endlessly for. And there's a mention of a High Republic Jedi who appeared in the manga from Phase 1, The Edge of Balance. Oh, and there's also a mention of Gunji there too, which then brings us into the Bad Batch animated series. So yeah, they pack a lot into this. It's basically about, you know, 30-ish pages or so, but it is jam-packed, and as I mentioned in yesterday's episode when we were talking about the Life Day portions of it, it's also got sort of pop-up elements to it, sort of little booklets that fold open inside the thing. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's a pretty cool book, The Secrets of the Wookiees, and again, thank you to Inside Editions for sending me a copy to check out and to talk about with you, and that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.